30 minutes, 44. Okay, I'll be back in time. So, yeah. It's kind of a morning out here. It's chilly. It's a little damp. I'm wearing a jacket and a sweatshirt. It's nearly 60 degrees, according to the thermometer, but my fingers are telling me it's a little colder than that. The sky's got a certain mackerel appearance in places. It's overcast in some of the places. Off to the mountains, off to the west, it's pretty overcast. Pretty much solid. So I'm not sure what that means for the day. Yesterday was another 88 degree day. That was unpleasant after having several days in the 70s, which was quite lovely. So yeah, weather reports. Yesterday was also a day of frustration in terms of the story. I brought up Libby Hawker's outline tool yesterday from Take Off Your Pants, and started just the highest level, like who's the main character, what's their external goal, what's their internal goal, what's the theme, what's their flaw, who's the ally, who's the antagonist. Trying to figure out where the story is supposed to be going. It's all well and good to have this idea. It's another thing to try to bring it to life. There has to be a reason for it to be a story. And so far, I haven't got a reason. I mean, I've got a reason, but it's not a story reason for Natalia Ruggieri. Why is her story interesting? Why is her story compelling? I mean, she's got a heck of a backstory, but what about the front story? What about what's going on now? What about what's happening now? And maybe, I don't know, maybe the answer is that I have to write the backstory. It's relatively short, so maybe that's the answer. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to let me get into her head more. I think I've come up with some series kinds of goals. Internal, external. But I'm having just a heck of a time trying to find the story for this. And part of it is getting into the dark side itself. How is it organized? Where is the money? Follow the money. Show me the money. I've labeled these smuggler's tales. And so there has to be some smuggling. Yeah, I get that. Okay, fine. But smuggling isn't the story. Yeah, okay. There's a little mini epiphany there. Smuggling isn't the story. Smuggling is the MacGuffin. And smuggling is only part of it. Well, maybe smuggling is the story. Well, it's not the story, but it's the MacGuffin for the story. I had a very different view starting out, and I'm not happy with that. I think the problem is The problem is I'm not happy with that view at the moment. Stories of murder and mayhem aren't appealing. They're not stories that I'm really interested in writing, although I'm sure there are people who are interested in reading them. So it's going to be an interesting, as in the Chinese curse, interesting kind of dilemma. So how do I do this? What's the kind of story look like? I need a better handle. So yeah, it's not coming as quickly as I would like, and I'm becoming more and more conscious of the November editor slot, because it's another one in December and another one in January, and I can probably work with her to slide those around a little bit, but if I slide them, then I'm hurting myself as much as anything, because I really need to get these books into the production queue. I saw the first mock-ups of cover art yesterday, and it looked a lot like the Solar Clipper, looked a lot like the Cher covers, but it also looked too much like the Cher covers. It looked too busy, too something. I did a response. I sent a sketch, my own mock-up, back to Dan to see if we can't find something. He gave me exactly what I asked for, and I it's like, holy crap, this is exactly what I wanted. And looking at it, it's like, no. That's what I thought I wanted, but when I see it, it's like, that's not right. That's not right. That's flawed. And I think it's flawed because it was too busy. It was too much. A lot of the details would have been lost in the translation. They would have been lost in the thumbnail. And there were some layout issues. I'm real big on information mapping, on information architecture. And the book one wasn't with the series title. It was with my name. So it looked like Nathan Lowell book one. It's like, no, I can't do that. That's not right. That's just not right. So yeah, I've sent something back, and he's doing the best he can. He and his partner are dealing with some personal. His partner, who's the artist, is dealing with some personal issues at the moment, and I'm completely on board. I understand exactly. So I'm. It's a health issue in her family that's grave. So they're dealing with that. And as a result, she doesn't have a lot of time to pay attention to things like book covers. And I don't blame her. So, we'll get there. I haven't converted the book yet, so perhaps I can spend a little bit of time working on the book conversion. Monk Post. So when the cover does come in, it's just a question of dropping the cover in and publishing on it, assuming that I get it sometime around the 1st, which is only 10 days away. So yeah, I probably ought to get going on that. But this other story, it's calling to me. It's not like some of the other, like when I was floundering around before and I was writing a little of this, writing a little of that, writing something else. And then I stumbled on the Ishmael story. And it was the Ishmael story that was calling to me. Uh-oh. Black Lab. Is he going to behave? He's headed for the barn, so... let's see how good he does. Good morning. There's things to sniff here. Trying to get him to heal, and he's not. He's much more interested in the stuff that's sniffable. He's a good dog. So yeah, the story's calling to me. This is one. This is the one that I want to write next. This is the one that I need to write next. And worst case for November is that I crank back and put in the word count that I need to finish Cape Grace. I put in the rest of that story so that I can wrap that one up and toss that one over to Karen. Oh, beautiful morning. Beautiful sky. All of those clouds are being nicely colored by the rising sun. So, speaking of cars and colors, and I wasn't really speaking of cars, but I was thinking of cars because there's a car coming and I was in the street. My car is still in the shop, but at least they know what's wrong with it now. And for $1,000, I can get it back fixed. I can't really complain. I haven't put a lot of money into this car, so it's been pretty reliable, and it should continue to be reliable if I put this money into it, which is a lot less than I would have to put into a new car. So, you know, it's one of those deals. Oh, I wonder if I could get up there before it all turns gray again. This is quite lovely. There's little tendrils of light up amongst the clouds this morning. It's gorgeous. I can't see the horizon. All I can see is this little slot down the street between the treetops. I still got a couple of blocks to go before I can get down to take a picture. The question is whether or not the sky will clear or the sun will get up too high before I get there. So yeah, I gotta get the car back. I gotta get the thing going. I got this afternoon's festivities are gonna be kind of ugly because I've got a lot of running around to do. And only one vehicle to do it in. And that's a problem because two of the appointments are too close together. That's gonna be a problem. I just don't have the angle. And it often amazes me how fast the light changes at sunrise. You know, if you're sitting there watching it and waiting for it, it takes forever. But it's really, And quite frequently it's over in a matter of a couple of minutes. What I was afraid of as I got closer, so I can make the get out from underneath the trees to the side. I'm closer to the trees that are bordering the park, and I can't see over them. Gotta get up here and see if I can't get a picture. I know it's going to shut off the recorder if I do, but see if it's good enough to be worth the trouble of messing with it. Ah, now there it goes. Even as I'm getting closer, it's already fading down. That's too bad. It would have made a heck of a bonus shot this morning. I'm sure this is fascinating to listen to. Yeah, I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take it. So I'll have to merge these two pieces together when I get back. Oh yeah. Yeah. Bonus picture posted. And I've got a little bit of stitching together to do. That's tedious. I wish I didn't do that, but so it goes. So anyway, today's going to be kind of a busy day this afternoon, maybe a busy day this morning, I don't know. I'll be home just in time to get the kid up. Have to try to feed her. She didn't go to school yesterday because she had a crud. I suspect she's going to want to stay home today, but I'm going to see if I can't put my foot down a little bit. Lawn is coming back. I can't tell you how much of a relief it is to have somebody else have to deal with mowing it. It's going to be ready for mowing this afternoon, on Thursday when I get back here. I'm not going to have to do it. So, cool beans. At any rate, I am at the back gate. It didn't take very long to get back after I took the picture. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.